Would you ever use the expressions kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
And when would you use that?
Well, like I was going to set something in a corner like that, the catty-corner, set it in, use anything crosswise like it would be catty-corner.
Uh-huh. So you'd use that to refer to furniture and things like that. Well, now what about relation between houses? Like if one house is here and another house is across a crossroad over here, would you ever say they're catty-cornered across from each other?
Well, I hadn't ever thought about that. It might be. I just don't know.
Okay.
If I'm turned this way and that one turned that way, it would be catty-cornered for one another, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I really just don't know.
Let's see now. I don't think I skipped any of these. Would you tell me something about what Lincoln County was like when you were a girl? What most people did for a living and how you spent
your time? Well, all I knew was farmers. That's the way I grew up on the farm, and most of them did. And cities were small then. They didn't have city people. I mean, more people were living on farms then. Of course, we didn't have the public road like we had then when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The sawmills came in this county just when I was young, real young.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought a lot of development to the county, and people just eventually moved to the town, to the cities. And when I was growing up, it was mostly farming, though.
Well, what kind of farm did your family have?
Raised mostly cotton.
Uh-huh. I guess all these synthetics that have come along.
Yeah, they came along and got away with a lot of the cotton. I don't know, it's a new stove, and they keep... it's the oven, the unit and oven, the wire in the back that says little wires burn out. And the man's, he works, the one that I talked to yesterday, he works a shift, and then he comes down, he's doing some work for a woman down here on the below here, and he said he would come up here this afternoon and fix it. He fixed it before. I tied him back, but he said he was going to have to put new wires on.
Sounds like
a new stove. I really maybe should call the Georgia Power Company, but I don't know. This man should stand behind the stove, this budget. He's been doing it. He's been sending somebody up here to fix it. But I called him yesterday, and he hadn't sent anybody yet. And I'm going to remind him after a while if I don't get this other fella. Because he sent the other fella, and he'll probably send him this time.
How long have you had the stove?
Oh, I've had it about 18 months, I guess.
Got no business giving you trouble.
Got no business giving trouble. But this is about the fourth or fifth time that it's that wire just come loose. Maybe just all unexpected. Now, this is not on that.
Yeah, it's all.